The season of giving is coming to a close, but the season of spending is far from over. With a record $1.6 billion expected to flow through the cash registers today during the Boxing Day sales. And with Australians losing millions to shopping scams this year, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission and consumer advocates are warning shoppers to be on the lookout for dodgy deals and online scams. Jeannie Patterson is Professor of Law, specialising in consumer protection at the University of Melbourne. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us, what should consumers be on the lookout if they're heading out to the sales today?
Well, if they're heading to the physical sales, they should watch out for large signs that are suggesting they're getting a better deal than they are. If they're shopping online, they still need to watch out for that kind of nudging advertising that encourages them to spend without thinking, but they also need to watch out for the online scams.
And there was some concern around the Black Friday sales, wasn't there, that the retailers, some of them, were bumping up prices and then offering a discount. How can shoppers make sure a deal is everything it's advertised as?
Well, the first thing to do is to slow down. I think Boxing Day sales, if we've got through Christmas, we're exhausted and we're also in a hurry to, you know, find a good deal. So it's worth just stopping and thinking and considering whether it really is a discount and also whether the product you're buying really is of the quality you thought, because the other thing that sometimes happens, of course, is it's old products or lower quality products that are rolled out, and there's a lot of fake products around online as well.
And what can consumers do if they are concerned that they've been ripped off or if they think they've spotted a bad deal?
Well, they can always report that to the ACCC. The ACCC is always happy to hear reports of misleading advertising. So that's the ad that says 80% off and you can't find any product with that discount, or the ad that has the clicking clock. I notice a lot of the sales online, at least, are time restricted, and that time restriction is to create an air of urgency. Sometimes that's legitimate, but sometimes that clicking clock resets if you don't spend immediately, and that's the sort of thing that the ACCC wants to hear about.
And anything specific that people should watch out for this year? Anything on the rise you're tracking?
Well, I think actually a lot of retailers got a really big warning with the Black Friday sales, just to be very accurate about their advertising. But at this time of year, when people have ordered online and are getting goods delivered, we generally see a rise of the "you've got to pay more to get your gifts delivered" scam. That's where you get the text message that says your goods are here, but you have to pay some extra money to get them. I know I have actually I've fallen for that scam. Well, we've all got goods being delivered, so you sometimes just go, "Oh my goodness, I need to get it." So watch out for any text message or email that's suggesting you've got goods on the way and you need to pay more. Watch out for ads, for texts and emails from the ATO as well. They're also often scammers' sort of favourite means of communication at this time of year.
That's great advice. Jeannie Patterson, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.